So I'm in another city, going back to my city, and so I thought I'd use this time to record a little message here. It might bounce across different subjects, but that's okay. The main thing is we need to shut down McDonald's by not buying anything from them. They poisoned us all these years and lied to us. And so we need to just quit going there and shut them down. Any company that is poisoning the humans with chemicals that are toxic, we need to shut them down. And we need to tell everybody. If everybody told somebody, hey, don't go to McDonald's, everything in their menu is poison, tell somebody else and just pass it on. Within 30 days, they would start changing their menu to something healthy, you know, if everybody got serious about it. And we could do that with any company. We could do it with Coca-Cola. We could do it with McDonald's. We could do it with any of them. The reason people don't do it, because everybody loves the death cult. Everybody's in a death cult and they don't even know it. And you're rubbing shoulders with death cult members. Even when you try to wake up, they're still trying to keep you in darkness, call you crazy or whatever, you know. As we wake up out of this death cult, there's members in the death cult that love the lie. They love death, they love the lie, they love the deception. They make a living off of it, just like it was in the Matrix movie where Morpheus said, Neo, the very ones you're trying to rescue become your enemy because they get taken captive by the devil, right? You might say, well, how can the Matrix and all these other movies say, give us information that is really what's going on? Because you can't think outside of, no script writer, no human can think outside of God. And so this system, whether it's China, USA, Russia, Africa, whatever, any system, the countries in Africa, any system is a man-made system, and it's a narcissistic system. And when you go against it, you're going against their sustenance, their food, you know. Even if you go back to the days of the tribes, you know, the tribal, there was a tribe leader, right? And then there was a medicine man, right? He would be like the magician priest class, you know. And we got doctors, you know. We got good doctors and bad doctors, but most of them are bad. And the ones that are telling the truth, they try to shut them up, you know. The school system, the whole system's running on air. It's not even real. Why do you think they have to print more money? Because it's running on air. It's not even real. Think about it. Think about all these businesses that there's no way they could be making a profit. They're right there at the corner, right there at the corner of Main Street, any city, and the rent at Main Street's really high. The only one making the money is the person renting the property. And so they even have a hard time maintaining the property because they got to paint it and put a roof on and all that. And the reason I know these companies are not making a profit, because usually only 2% of the people that work there, just like in churches, only 2% of the people do any work. The rest of them are just paper pushers and lazy, and they got corporate positions that they're looking down and saying, do this, but when they show up on the scene, they don't lift a finger to clean any dirt or sweep a floor or take a hammer or anything. They won't take a... What's destroying this whole society is only 2% of the people are doing any work. Everybody else is just pushing papers. Yeah, you need management. You need good management to stay busy, don't get me wrong. But most of the time, you go in an office and there's four or five people that are just sitting around talking, not doing nothing. They're just standing around. They're not doing nothing. I don't, the biggest companies, let's say you went to Facebook or Google or AC companies, electrical companies, most people are not doing anything. Yeah, they might be, the salesmen, they might be partial salespeople and having connections and keeping it, but they try to keep the system afloat by who they know, you know? But if only 2% of the people are actually doing any blood, sweat, and tears, then no wonder the country has to print money. No wonder they have to bail out their Freemason buddies, you know? I bet you, even if you went to the hospital, most people at the hospital probably are not even doing anything. They're just standing around. Whether it's hospitals, whether it's any kind of business, nursing homes, anything. I've went to places and I'm looking and I'm sitting here thinking, nobody's doing anything. How do they make a profit when there's nobody doing anything? Blows your mind. The only way they make a profit is they lie and sell something that's 20 times what it's worth, you know. These corporations, the only way they're making a profit is a lot of people buy their stock because they put on a painted face like, if we're going to be the greatest business ever. Everybody wants to get rich, you know. So they buy the stock, ramp the price up, and then 5 years later, it crashes and burns, you know. Why did it take 10 years for Uber to make a profit? Think about that. Everybody else is using their car. Everybody else is using their vehicle and working for pennies, you know, and they still wasn't making a profit. There's two people in a house, right? And they say, well, I can't make it. You got two people in a house, husband and wife, and they say, well, we can't make it. Well, somebody ain't doing something right. Especially if both are working. Two people in a house. Woman could be running a business out while she's at home. She could be running a business from the house. And the man could be out there working two jobs, making his food. He won't have to go spend money on food because she prepared it the night before. Save $400 a month in food bills. Maybe $500-$600 a month by preparing food and doing it right. Canning food, being prepared, prepare, pre-cut. That's not even, none of that is what I wanted to talk about, because it just was on my mind, and I need to get it off my mind, you know, that this whole thing. To really make a profit, there's going to be some blood, sweat, and tears, you know. And anybody who thinks that it's just going to just fall in their hands without any work, I don't think so. But what I really wanted to talk about is most people don't have a sound mind. They don't think right. They really can't think right. Their mind is actually corrupt. And they have no ability to really know what's going on in reality. And so if you know what the dispensations are, you're like 99% ahead. You're ahead of 99% of the people. If you can think in dispensations and understand that this is the age of grace, we have the age of law, we have the tribulation, we have the age of innocence, we have the age of government. There's all different ages, dispensations. And what is God doing in the dispensations? He's dispensing truth. Through the 7,000 years, God is dispensing truth. Because mankind has a hard time waking up to what's really going on. So he's taken 7,000 years to show man how sinful he is and how high and lifted up Jesus is. And so if you are saved, praise God, hallelujah. If you understand the dispensations, really, praise God, hallelujah again to the hill, because you're ahead of the curve. And if you don't understand dispensations, your mind, I don't even know how you get out of bed, to be honest with you. I don't understand how you even function. Because if you don't understand that you're in the age of grace right now, but it's not always going to be this way, how can you even be thankful for anything to the properly, you know? The age of grace for the Gentiles is God's mercy, you know? And he went to the Gentiles to make the Jews jealous. That's why Jerry Seinfeld says Newman. He's mad at Newman, the new man. Newman is the new man. Newman. Why is Jerry Seinfeld looking at Newman, and Newman's over there working at the post office, being lazy, like I said. Most people ain't doing jack. Newman's just sitting over there getting fat, eating, calling in sick when it rains, and Jerry Seinfeld sees him prospering, and Seinfeld, sign, the Jews seek a sign, right? And he's looking at the Gentiles under grace, and he says, Newman! Newman, the new man. He's mad because Newman's just chilling, because we enter in by faith. The Gentiles, the age of grace, we entered in by faith. Do you understand how important, what a big shift that was? The age of grace. Do you understand how big of a shift that is? That's what I'm saying. If you don't understand how big of a shift it really is, then your mind is in disarray. I don't even know how you function in this world. And the only thing I can figure is you're doing what your mama told you, or your dad, or your neighbor, or your spouse. You're just following somebody or something, or news or media or something. I don't know how you function. If you don't understand the significance of the age of grace and the different dispensations, I really don't know how you get out of bed every day. I really don't. Because you're bombarded with so much erroneous information that your mind has to be like scatterbrained. It has to be. If you don't understand dispensations, your mind has to be scatterbrained. I don't know how you even function. And maybe that's why everybody's drinking and drugging and vaping and all that. That's all they know. So you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, I gotta have a vape. I gotta have a cigarette. I gotta have a drink. If that's your life, that's pathetic. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. If that is your life, it is pathetic to the hilt. If you can't think outside of a vape or a cigarette or a drink, that is pathetic. And nobody's ever told you. Your mama didn't tell you. Your daddy didn't tell you. But it's pathetic. And you might say, well, how do you have a right to talk? Because I saw my dad drink himself to death. And he was a carpenter. He was strong as an ox. But he was pathetic in his mind. Because he had no understanding of the dispensational truth and the grace of God and what we're in. So all he knew was chasing skirts, and he just drank himself to death, and he was pathetic, spiritually bankrupt. And you can't look in the mirror and see how bankrupt you are and how sinful your old Adamic nature is. That is pathetic. Even is right in front of you. You open the door and people are getting shot and stabbed and stealing and everything going on around you, and you don't recognize that there's a sin, such a thing as sin. That means your mind is corrupt. The sin is right in front of you, but you can't see it. It's pathetic. I mean pathetic. Sad, sick, base nature, brute beast. All you worried about is eating and drinking. That's all you think about. I have more respect for a mathematician or an engineer, but they're pathetic even, because they think their knowledge is something. Without Jesus, it's nothing. I just, you know, anybody who's like an atheist is pathetic. I feel sorry for them. They're going down a rabbit hole to hell. A rabbit hole to hell. And so I was thinking about it, doing this ride share. I was thinking, I was just thinking, you know, how does a person function and think and get up every day without understanding the dispensations throughout the ages, and they're trying to figure out history, and they're trying to figure out politics, and they're trying to figure out the stock market, and trying to figure out everything? How can they even think, being bombarded with all that information, how can they even get out of bed? If you don't understand the dispensational truth, and especially the difference between the age of law and the age of grace, then you can never understand the Bible. You can never understand what's going on around you. You can't hear me when I talk about deeper stuff like the flesh versus the spirits right in front of you all the time. You can't hear me when I say there's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as the past or the future. It's all happening now, because the flesh versus the spirit is the law versus grace happening right now all the time. But you're in the age of dispensation, which the Gentiles are able to enter in by faith. And God left the Jews to go to the Gentiles, so you're under a blessing to be able to see this stuff, but you don't look for it, and it's right in front of you. And God has opened the door, but nobody's going through the door. I want truth. No, you don't. I want the truth. No, you don't. It's right in front of you. I want the truth. You're a liar. The truth's right in front of you. You would rather believe a lie. You would rather believe a lie than the truth. Everybody's talking about narcissism, you know, which is great. I'm glad everybody's waking up to narcissism. But everybody needs to look in the mirror. Everybody's narcissistic till they get saved. It's all about me, 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 instead of all about Christ. You know? Everybody's wanting to name it, claim it, manifest, all that. It's already happening. You reap what you sow. The Bible already told you that. You reap what you sow. There it is. You want to manifest? You reap what you sow. It's really simple, people. The Bible said it. It's not that complicated. I mean, really. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's such a big joke. When I talk to somebody, let's say I do an Uber ride or a Lyft ride or any kind of ride share ride, or I rub shoulders with somebody and talk to them, and I'm sitting here thinking, if I ask them, are they thankful for the age of grace? Would they even know what I'm talking about? And the answer is 99% of the time, no. They don't even know what you're talking about. Praise God for the age of grace. But the age of the Gentiles is coming to an end soon. You can already see the birth pains of it happening. the birthing pains of the age of the Gentiles come to an end. And the Gentiles is everybody but the Jews. And this age of Gentiles is coming to an end. It's slowly coming to an end. And when it shifts, when the rapture takes place, most people don't even know what the rapture is. Most people don't even know what John 3:16 is. Most, if you asked 9 out of 10 people, maybe 8, let's say 95 out of 100 people, and you say, well, what is John 3:16? They don't have a clue. They've never heard John 3:16. It's sad. It's really sad. I don't know how they get out of bed in the morning. I don't know how they function. If I got up out of bed and I didn't understand the age of grace, the age of law, the tribulation, the millennium, the age of innocence, I didn't understand how God was using the dispensations to reveal and use to reveal Jesus, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the book of Revelation, the book of Genesis. It's all about revealing Jesus through the ages. If I didn't understand that, I don't know how I could function if I didn't know. Because all the only thing I could figure that if you didn't know all that, you'd be like a zombie. People around you would be using neuro-linguistic programming to get you to follow their will. See, the will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh, or the will of mankind, they want you to do their will, or some kind of vanity, the will of some kind of vanity thing, Vanity Fair or whatever you want to call it. So it's all vanity down here. The Gentile system that's set up is vanity. But God has gone to the Gentiles to tell you how to get saved and give you some truth. And you can be smarter than the rabbis because you got the Holy Spirit. You know how they say, oh, the rabbi, he wrote this book and it's really deep and it's showing something deep. Well, I can show you the whole pie. The pieces of the pie and the whole pie. I'm not a rabbi, I'm just saved. And I set my affections above. And I can tell you the whole pie. I can probably tell you what you're thinking. You don't even know what you're thinking. You're thinking about the world, the flesh, prior life. What you gonna eat, when you gonna sleep, how you gonna discipline your child. How you can get a better, you know, make more money, get a better job. I know what you're thinking. If you just sit down and meditate, you already know what's, when the salesman tries to sell you something, you already know what to say. Let me see if I can use the right words to get him to make his decision now. You know, we got to make this decision right now. They want you to make fast decisions, right? I know what Jezebel's thinking. I know what Delilah's thinking. Let's get him in the sack, and then I can get in, cross his threshold and cause chaos in his house. I already know what Jezebel's thinking. Jezebel, Delilah, the narcissist. You know what the narcissist is thinking. The narcissist is totally insecure, and they don't even know. Like I said, they can't think about the dispensations at all. They have no mind. And so what's a narcissist trying to do? Is try to overpower you through gaslighting, mind control, flying monkeys or whatever. You already know what they're thinking because there's nothing new. Sad guru. Let's talk about the gurus. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. They can sit down and meditate and think about all these deep truths, but they miss Jesus. That is pathetic. Pathetic! Sad guru is pathetic. If you think you're God, you're pathetic. I mean, did you make the dirt? Did you make the dirt? No, you came from the dirt. You're pathetic if you think you're a god or goddess. And I took this one girl to the hair thing. What do they call those things? The beauty shop or whatever they call. Took her over there. She was in there getting her little hair things to do her little beautician. They're spending all this money. They're spending all this money and time to put some kind of weave in their hair. Pathetic! It's pathetic. It's so, it almost makes you cry. Once you see it enough, and you've seen them all do it, that you've done it 1,000 times. You give them a ride 1,000 times. It's pathetic. It's sad. You're all worried about the outward show, which is just clay tar. But you're not worried about the inner man, a new heart. Get your heart right. It's all outward show, but the heart is corrupt as all get out. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. They have no heart. They've destroyed their heart, but they put the reason they're putting so much significance on the outward show is because their heart is corrupt. They're trying to make up a difference. Make up the difference by changing the outside when the inside is corrupt. And they don't even look that good. That's the sad part. The ones that look the best don't even need all that. It just blows my mind. I mean, I really am to the point now. It's like, if somebody really want to have a conversation, my first thing is, do you know you're in the age of grace? Look. Do you know you're in the age of grace? What is that? God went to the Gentiles because the Jews rejected. He came unto his own received him not. Getting some gasoline here. How do they even function not knowing that? How do they even know that their society is prospering because of that? How do they even know what's going on with anything? That's the foundation. That's the fundamentals. If you don't get the fundamentals right, you can't get anything. If you don't get the fundamentals right, you can't get your marriage right, you can't get your job right, you can't get your business right, you can't get your politics right, you can't get anything right, because you don't even know the fundamentals. Do you know the founding fathers, they knew all about the dispensations and the age of grace and the age of law, and they knew all that stuff, but the average person don't know jack. They don't know nothing. It really is sad, to be honest with you. It's so sad, I resisted talking about it, but here I am talking about it, which it won't affect anybody. Yes, it's so late in the game, I don't even think anybody even cares. It's such an important thing to get your mind to understand dispensations that you would hope that people would care, but nobody cares. Even the saved people that don't, people who got saved but still don't know what a dispensation is. I mean, that's really, how do you function? I really don't know how you function in this life. The only thing I can figure is you're probably depressed because you don't know why it's all happening. The reason it's all happening is because it's coming to an end. I had somebody put their greasy hair on my window here, trying to wipe it off. Why would you put your greasy hair on my window? Zombie. Don't even make sense. Anyway, that's my spiel for today. That's my vent for today. What is a dispensation? Study it. Use the AI. The AI will tell you. Just type in AI.
Can you explain dispensationalism to me in the form of a, so that a child could understand it? And then when the AI tells you what it means, then say, now can you tell me grade school level? And slowly get the understanding. And then your life will change because you'll understand the big picture. You can't understand the pieces without the big picture. And if you don't have a biblical foundation, you don't know what's going on. I'm standing here in this gas station, and I'm looking at, there's two guys across the street, homeless. There's one guy walking, homeless. I just came from Winston-Salem. Everywhere I looked, homeless. Everybody's crying about inflation. Everybody's don't even know why it's all happening, because they printed a lot of money. Just Google, or do the AI Google, what happens when you print a bunch of money? You know, it's just crazy. And don't think it was just Biden. Trump printed $2 trillion. Biden printed a lot of money. They're all doing it. Why are they doing it? Because it's collapsing. The age of the Gentiles is coming to an end. Babylon is coming to an end. Babylon is falling, You can see it right before your eyes. And to deny it and to not really understand what's going on, God has given you a brain. God has given you the Bible. God has given you some truth. But to not really do the research and meditate on it, I really don't even know what to think anymore. I wasn't even going to talk about it. It's like, I don't really want to tell anybody because they don't care. They're sitting there crying and complaining and throwing a fit. Why is this happening? What? Inflation, why is the price of bread three times? Because the age of the Gentiles has come to an end. Everything's crashing and burning. The AI is the proof. Who can make war with the beast? Hello? Why is censorship happening? Because the age of the Gentiles is coming to an end. Why are they trying to put socialism across the world? Because ecumenical movement, the age of the Gentiles is coming to an end. It's really simple, people.